on digital radio, on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sportscast, May 8th, 2026. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcast or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X and Instagram at the Sportscast One, and check out our app, the Sportscast, in the iOS. NBA playoffs round two began this week. I think three out of the four series are becoming blowouts. Only one has become a little bit close. And join us all the way from Greenville, North Carolina, not South Carolina, Mr. Frog Anthony Faniel via New Jersey.
Yes, sir. What's going on, Santiago?
Not much, man. A lot going on here. By the way, you were mentioned last night by the Jersey Boys Sports Talk, and here's the clip.
Playing out of shape. You know what I mean? Now we got four linebackers. Who are you going to block? I mean, he may get 20 sacks. So, whoa. You know, what's the matter? That's too much, Byron?
Whoa, that's a lot. 20. That's too much. That's too much.
You think it's too much? It's better than Froggy getting two interceptions as a team.
No, that was zero.
No, Froggy said two. He doubled it to two. All right. Froggy's watching the Knicks game. We got to bring him back because bring him back. He won't even talk football. He's going to want to talk about the Knicks.
What it is. Frog likes to talk about the Knicks.
Man, it was shots fired, man. I appreciate Vic. He did give a – I did have a chance to check out his show a little bit last night, and they did bring up the Knicks, and Vic did say they were playing better defense. So, mad shout out to Victor Rocho, my dude. What's up?
So
appreciate
before,
you, Vic.
Before we get into the details of the game so far, what you think about this week? Don't go into the details, but have you been satisfied, shocked, or, hey, it's not much competition. There's a bunch of blowouts.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little disappointed in Cleveland. I thought they would be more of a competitive type of draw for Detroit. But, you know, I'm surprised that Minnesota pulled one out without, you know. We got a fun week ahead of us still, weekend. So
it's
let's
so
see
early.
What's happening.
I mean, what is the probability when the team goes up 2-0 in a playoff series? Is that, like, they're likely going to win it?
Not at all. Like, we just seen that with Orlando. They were up, what, 3-1? And, you know, didn't matter to them. It's the playoffs, man. Anything's possible. So, I mean, I'm looking at how the New York Knicks, they have won, like, 5 in a row in this tournament. And that's balling, you know. Now, Detroit came back, right, and won 5 in a row as well, you know. So, it's starting to heat up, man. This is what NBA basketball playoffs was all about, man. Little chippiness in each of these games, too. So I'm looking forward to it. Let's go.
Let's go. We're going to start with the game last night. The Thunder, the defending champions, are up 2-0 against the Lakers. Chet Holmgren, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a.k.a. SGJ, scored 22 points. And the OKC Thunder beat the Lakers 125-107 on Thursday night to take a 2-0 lead. I have Vic in my mind right now. Frog. OKC, an old Laker team, just LeBron. Luka's still out with a hamstring injury. But your thoughts over the series, is it going to be a blowout? You feel it? Or what do you think so far after last night's game?
The Thunder blew out the Sun in four straight. Why can't they blow out the Lakers in four straight? I mean, the Lakers, they have nothing. I mean, LeBron can't do it all. I mean, Austin Reed, I mean, he hasn't been playing up to par. He's been hurt and coming back off an injury. So he's still nicked up. No Luka. I like I said, man, they didn't have a shot in this this round. I mean, it's a bad draw for them. I mean, I was hoping maybe they can steal one. You think, Santiago? I mean, the Thunder, they're just a bunch of young dogs out there, man. They don't look like they're slowing down for nobody. You know,
are they the grown-ups in the room?
Not yet. They got some. There's no one there to really threaten them in the West right now. I think hopefully San Antonio is coming, and I truly believe with Wimby and Castle and a couple of other players on that team, I think they got a real good shot of giving Oklahoma City a run for their money. But right now, I mean, they're up 2-0 on L.A., and we don't know right now with L.A., so they have no Luka. It's hard to judge them, so I don't think they'll get out of this round.
23 points. Rua Hachimura at 16. Austin Reeves.
They did a lot of complaining with the refereeing and all of this stuff.
Everyone, Jaylen Brown got in trouble.
$50,000 fine.
Complaining about the ref over turning his stream this past week.
Yeah, man. It's these guys are, I don't know what Jaylen Brown is, complaining to the refs for. They were up 3-1 on Philly.
Two games had two chances to close it out.
Yeah, like why would you even say anything about Abib as a flopper? We all know he flops. I mean, Abib stays on the ground. I mean, more than anybody I know as a big man, besides Carl Anthony Towns, in the playoffs, it's like,
we're talking about practice, not a game. We're talking about practice.
Maybe that's what Jaylen Brown
AI is classic. Practice. Yeah. Jaylen Brown is, he got to tone that down, man. I feel bad for the guy. He wants to be the number one dude for his team in Boston. They got knocked out in the first round. So
you think having Jason Tatum coming late in the season kind of ruined the chemistry a bit?
I think that made him a little upset as well because they were playing a little bit decent. You know what I'm saying, Santiago? The Boston Celtics were the number one team.
Tatum comes in from the tendon injury. He should have waited.
And all of a sudden, here comes Pretty Boy and. I don't think, he liked that too much. So they got some things going on in Boston. They need to take care of it. And I'm glad because other teams are coming after them.
But you would have rather faced the 76ers than the Celtics, right?
I'm going to say this to you again, Santiago. I think I explained this to you before. We're the New York Knicks. We don't care who's coming. We're taking out all comers. It don't matter who it would have been. They think with Detroit and Cleveland, it don't matter. Yes, that's fine. That's right. We're coming after anybody who wants us. Detroit wants us. Let's go. They're up 2-0, and so are the Knicks. Let's go. I'm ready.
Let's go. Let's go to Detroit. This series, as Fry discussed earlier in the show, Cade Cunningham had 25 points and 10 assists. Tobias Harris scored 21 points, and the Pistons beat the Cavs 107-97 on Thursday night to take a 2-0 lead. Frog, the Pistons are now fired up to the Magic series.
Yeah,
what's going on? Is this over? Or hey, the Cavs are the Cavs. They could win in Cleveland, which they're undefeated at home.
Well, listen, Motor City, they're balling, and I'm sorry to all you Detroit fans. What it do, Detroit? I'm so sorry because I said it was all about Cade Cunningham. I'll take that back. Tobias Harris, I raised his game to another level. I'm so happy to see that young man. He's been playing forever. That kid Jenkins, man. What a surprise he's been for Detroit. I mean, Detroit. They have one.
Your internet connection is going off for a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Can hear you now. Can you hear me?
How about now?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
Awesome.
Cool.
So
Yeah, I got you.
So, Cavs, Dean Wade had 8 points. Jared Allen, 22. The Donovan Mitchell with 31. James Harden, look at 10 points. Think Harden needs to step it up a bit?
Look at the turnovers. Oh, too many turnovers. This guy makes, what, Santiago, like $39 million a year, and he turns the ball over more. Oh, my God. And I feel bad for Cleveland because they got Spider over there. And Donovan Mitchell, I mean, they're trying to do everything they can to get him a team around them. But they're running out of time, I think, with Mitchell. I really truly believe that. Yeah, that window's closing. Yeah. And he's a New Yorker, and we all know where he wants to be. So, I'm just saying. Anything is possible in the NBA. I mean, you know, that's what I'm talking about, Sandy. Yeah, shots fired.
All right. Duncan Robinson, former Miami Heat, got 17 points. Denise Jenkins, 14. Oscar Thompson, 10. Tobias Harris, as Frog said, 21. Is this Detroit team the real deal, you think? I mean, if they beat Cleveland. And
after that first round with Orlando, Santiago, they became battle-tested.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You need that waking up. You need to get hit on the face sometimes.
I'm telling you, man, it brings out the best of all of us because you'll be like, okay, it's time to either play or we're going home. Yeah, like this is the playoffs. It's time to either put up or shut up, or you know, it's time to hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more. So
there you have it. We'll see what happens with the Pistons, and we'll get the predictions later from Frog if the Cavs are going to win that game 3 in Cleveland coming up. Tough place to play. Cleveland's been 4 games in a row winning streak there, so it's a tough place to play. Have you been to Cleveland?
I have. I have been to Cleveland. I've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I've been to Canton, to the Football Hall of Fame. Wow. I actually been to where the Indians. Well, they're not the Indians anymore, but the Guardians. Yeah.
Well, so, there you have it. Let's go back to the main city, New York. Knicks OG Anunoby's day by day with a hamstring injury after being diagnosed with a right hamstring strain. Anunoby is reportedly listed as questionable Friday's Game 3 clash against the Sixers in Philly. Frog, how important is to have him on the court? Or, hey, go rest. We'll see you in a few more days.
Just let him rest, man. Like, a hamstring, I mean, come on. You're not going to really fully recover from that. I mean, if it's only a strain, hopefully you can get some rest and it doesn't tighten up on you. I wouldn't play him no more, Santiago. We're up 2-0. I'm hoping Mike Brown would – just think about this for a minute. We're up 2-0. The worst that can happen, right, without him playing these 2 games in Philly, it'd be tied up 2-2 going back to the Garden. I think that'd give him about, 7 days in between?
Those hamstrings are lingering injuries. They don't heal. Yeah,
you know what? With him, it's happened twice in a row, with this guy with the hamstrings. So, his conditioning towards the end of the year, they're going to have to try to figure something out to where those soft tissue injuries, man, they're hard to avoid. You know what I'm saying, Santiago? These guys play the whole year.
Very, very much so. So, Frog, what are your thoughts over the Knicks in this series? They look better than round one when they Atlanta.
Absolutely.
The Lions have been way bigger.
They switched over. Yeah, they got Carl Anthony Towns playing that point center, man. He's like, you know, sitting back there like Peyton Manning, man. And we're running that Golden State offense. They're starting to pick up on it a little bit. You see how many points they outscored their opponents in the last 3 games? They're putting up numbers, man. Like that offense is
me, but still.
I mean, you know, I think the Knicks didn't have Mitchell Robinson. They didn't have a full squad neither. So, and now we're not going to have OG for a couple of games. So players got to step up.
I don't think it'd be multiple.
Listen, we're talking about a hamstring, Santiago. The best thing that can happen now, if the Knicks win tonight, and just go bring out the broom on Sunday, because that'll give us the best case scenario for him to rest if we win. So,
but the biggest question is, would it be a lot of Knicks fans tonight in Philly?
Abib told him he'll pay for people if they need money. So I truly believe it's going to be a lot of Knicks fans in there.
Joel Embiid.
He's going to be cash. He's going to be paying out a lot of money. But you got to remember something too, Santiago. That this is a chance for Josh Hart to step up. Other players are going to have to step up and believe that if we could get him to rest, it'd be best for him to rest. And for we're going to need him in the Eastern Conference Finals if we make it to the first. So I don't want to put the carrots before the horse. You feel me?
Brunson's the number one player in the Knicks. You would agree, right? Who's that number?
He's
two?
A what?
Is it Cat or is it Josh Hart?
The best player. It's definitely Karl Anthony Towns. It's you got Brunson, you got Karl Anthony, and then you had OG, which who was playing better than?
He's the star. He's the main guy.
He's the captain. So the captain is number one, and then Karl Anthony Towns is the co-captain. He's number two. If they can some kind of like Shaq and Kobe, the Knicks got something special. And then you Ananobi, you throw in Josh Hart, and then you throw in, which is the key to this whole thing as well. He's been playing out of his mind, Bridges. So hopefully they can keep that going and comfortable now knowing Mike Brown's system and what he wants in show in the playoffs. And I'm happy how the Knicks are playing.
Well, what are the expectations for Coach Mike Brown for this season? Is it get to the...
Well, he took over a team that went to the Eastern Conference last year. So Hibs. He's been to the finals before. He's been one of a couple of championships as an assistant. Yeah. So I believe that he knows what it takes to get there. And I think the guys are buying in. And I mean, it's sad because he took over a team that was good. He's not up for no coach of the year. But if he takes the Knicks, you know, to the promised land, I'm going to tell you like this, he'll be the second coach in Knicks history to ever do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, Jeff Van Gundy and Pat Riley got him there, but they didn't win it. You know what I'm saying? But if he wins it, oh, man, he'll be the king of the New York.
King of New York. I mean, he's has not been done since
1973.
So since the Phil Jackson era days. Anyways, that's our NBA update. And we're going to go to NFL after this commercial break. Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and secure your family's legacy? Introducing VictorRocho.com, your cash acceleration insurance expert. At VictorRocho.com, we bring accountability to wealth creation inspired by Proverbs 13:22. Your family's financial future matters to us. Experience the power of debt-free life, our innovative insurance solution that not only protects but builds cash value over time. As your cash value grows, say goodbye to debt incrementally and watch your savings soar for a worry-free retirement, all without spending any extra money. With debt-free life, you're not just securing your future, you are creating a lasting legacy for your family, achieving financial freedom, and retiring with tax-favored income. Visit VictorRocho.com for more information. That's VictorRocho.com, where accountability meets prosperity. Your greatest asset is you. The greatest asset is you, VictorRocho.com.
No doubt.
His website, and he is a sponsor of this show. All right, let's go into the NFL. NFL news never dies. Minnesota Vikings signed Juwan Jennings to a one-year deal worth up to $13 million. Frog, it'd be nice to have $13 million right now.
Oh, man, I can just sit back and relax, man. Have a couple of Long Island iced teas and just chill. Be in Puerto Rico somewhere, just relax, man. Come
You'd
on,
rather
man.
Be Dominican Republic is a better place to be.
Nah, I'm not going there. I'm not going nowhere near Haiti or Dominican Republic. I'm going to Puerto Rico, where I want to be. That's where I want to be, Puerto Rico.
Well, he's a wide receiver for the Niners. He's one of the top free agent wide receivers this offseason. Not saying too much. He caught 55 passes for 643 yards and a career high 9 touchdowns in 15 games with the Niners in 2025. The 28-year-old previously set career highs of 77 receptions and 975 yards in 2024. Is this a good pickup by Minnesota? Who's going to join Kyler Murray?
Yeah, listen, this pickup right here is a big body guy. You got Justin Jefferson and him, and then you got the other kid, if he stays healthy. They got some players over there in Minnesota. Let's see what they do with it. I mean, it's the coaching staff over there. Hopefully Kyler Murray is behind. He'd probably be sitting behind the other kid. What's his name, Santiago? That just can't get right. Yeah.
Yes. We're still in basketball mode right here.
You can't be there. I love when you throw Carson football. They picked up Carson Wentz too, so you know they're familiar with the offense. Hey, we'll see what happens.
In the fourth.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But they got Justin Jefferson over there.
It's Addison. Jordan Addison is the other.
Addison, that's him. That kid. If he stays healthy and on the field, him, Juwan Jennings, and Justin Jefferson. Ooh.
He has the same trainer as OG Agunobi.
No way. For real? Oh, come on, man. Shots fired again. Let's go, Santiago.
Hey. Taylor Heinicke, the Commanders. Commander. He announces his retirement after 10 seasons. He's only 33. Made the announcement on Instagram, which Frog just joined a couple weeks ago, where he reflected on many ups and downs throughout the years and thanked all of his supporters during his 25-year journey in football. He calls it quits. He's only 33, Frog.
Hey, man, you know what? He's probably figured, man, it ain't worth getting my butt as a backup quarterback to go out here in this league because, you know, you don't last long. Hey, what's his name? Was it Andre Luck from the Colts?
Colts, only 33, same age.
Yeah, man, like, you know, you have to draw the line. Like, your body starts telling you once you get over their 30s, it's a different kind of animal. So that's why we admire people like Tom Brady and LeBron James.
Aaron Rodgers.
These guys are – yeah, Aaron Rodgers. These guys are – they test the time, man. Their body and conditioning, they took care of themselves. So,
got to get you invest know. And everything else. We'll see what happens with LeBron James. We'll ask Frog at the end of the show. Aaron Rodgers plans to resign with the Steelers this weekend. Apparently, I heard from last night's show, Joe Toscano says the reason why he does this, he doesn't like to go to the training camps or the workouts. That's why he's waiting until like the last minute.
I Joey Bag of Donuts, I got to tell you something. That's why he doesn't. That does that. Nah. This is why he does it, Joe, because he's arrogant. He got money, man. He's not a rookie. He don't have to show up. He just does it because he could do it. They're not going to find him, Joe. That's what Aaron Rodgers does. He flexes his muscles around. That's right. So I'm just telling you, Joe, he does it to everybody.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. Not a game. Not a game.
It's practice. It's not a game. The famous quote, Allen Iverson, 2002. Well, there you have Aaron Rodgers.
Awesome.
They did draft a quarterback, if you did not know.
Yes, they did. Out of Penn State.
From Penn State. He was injured most of last season in college football, but can he be the future, or you don't think so?
It's hard to say. You know, the Steelers organization, they usually try to get their own quarterback and draft them, so we'll see. Maybe they want Aaron Rodgers there to help mentor these two. Because the year before, they took the other kid out of Ohio State, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, so maybe they're going to see if they can develop these two guys and see what happens. Yeah, Will Howard. We'll see what happens with the Steelers.
And don't forget about Mason.
They don't like tanking and losing the Steelers organization. They're a very proud franchise, man. So,
what's your stance on tanking? Do you think teams do tank?
Oh, absolutely. What, are you kidding me? Like,
Victor doesn't think so.
You can go watch a Utah Jazz game, and Utah Jazz is winning.
But NBA,
and he took out
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
They took out all of their main star players when they went up by a certain amount of points. And they took them guys out. So
no coincidence or conspiracy.
Hey, the commissioner is not gonna have it next year. He gonna find teams, he's gonna have you be like, you ain't gonna even get no ping pong balls to even draft if you start tanking. So
but the NFL is hard to think in the NFL, don't you think?
When you're bad in the NFL, you're just bad. And then you figure the players, if you have injuries, they're not towards the end of the year. You usually won't go as hard as you would unless you're playing for something. So, I mean, I think it goes on in all leagues, baseball and all the leagues tank. Yeah. I mean, your coach could tell you, like, okay, my main players, you know, take it easy today.
Put the backups in.
I'm telling you, I'm going to put the backups in. So, you know.
B. Jones says, Jeff Fan needs to convince Arch Manning to come to New York next year.
You know, it's hard because I believe the Manning family is just not sold on the Jets for some reason. So
I wouldn't be sold on
them either. Yeah, I've been on the Jersey Boys. All they talk about is how bad my owner is and how – who would want to come to the Jets? And now here he is, Byron Jones, telling like they should try to cozy up to the Mannings. What are you, out of your mind? Shots fired again, Byron. It ain't happening.
Ain't happening. Byron says, to such a thing as tanking in the NFL, no such thing as tanking in the NFL.
They tank in the NFL, but they do it at different levels. Like, you know, they're not going to – put the best plays out on the field.
Put in Taylor Heineken.
Yeah, we're going to put Taylor Heineken in. We're going to put our backup quarterback in. You know, like, all right, if Byron says there's no taking in the NFL, how about the guys when they win a playoff spot and they use their backup team to play the last game of the year? They don't win it, right? So that's tanking to me. Like, they didn't put their main players out there to play, so, you know. Shots fired, Byron.
Byron says, your owner is awful.
See? So why would Manning – well, Byron, why would Manning want to come there then if the owner's awful? That's what I'm saying, right? Santiago, right? That, like, they're making a point for me.
Well,
I don't see it happening.
I don't see it happening. I don't know where Archie's going to go. NFL is reportedly expanding streaming deals with YouTube and Netflix ahead of the 2026 schedule release. You can watch games on YouTube and not worry about having cable or any type of streaming platform. How about that, Frog?
Ah, man, more money for the cable companies, and they're just taking away from people that don't have cable. It's disgusting, man. You know, pretty soon you're not going to be able to watch on Sunday on NBC or CBS football. The cables want to buy up all everything. It's crazy. It's just nonsense. I like what the NBA is doing, though. They're telling ABC and NBC is telling them, you guys can have Prime and Netflix. You can have all the games you want, but you're not going to get the championship game. So that's the main thing. Like, we'll see that on ABC or NBC. You're not going to see that on cable. So that's where it counts. For now, yeah. Hopefully.
Lastly, Russell Wilson weighing New York Jets offer while exploring TV career opportunities. Frog, would you rather have him be on TV or play as a backup quarterback behind Geno Smith for the Jets next season?
Oh, wow. I would like to say he has a beautiful wife in Sierra. She's one of the finest women on the planet. If he comes to the Jets, I'm not going to be looking at him. I'm going to be looking at his wife, tell you the truth. Like, he probably won't even get in the game because he's a backup.
And he has all the money. The Broncos.
We'll pay him, what, about $1 a day to be our quarterback? I mean, you can't beat that. I'm just wondering, maybe that's what the Jets are looking at. They don't have to pay a lot of money, right? I think his salary is still being – paid by the Denver Broncos, right?
Paid it off by the Broncos.
Okay, yeah, because the Steelers gave him a deal too, right, or something like that.
They just paid him like $1 million or something, minimum.
Yeah,
So currently the quarterback room is Bailey Zappe and Brady Cook. So we'll see how long that will.
They need an experienced quarterback in there. So Geno's going to have someone to back him up.
Well, there you go. Russell Wilson.
We'll see. I mean, I don't know if Santiago, I wouldn't give him a contract. That's just me. I mean, I'll go with the kid from Clemson and Zappe and the rest of that room and see what happens next year, you know?
All right, time for predictions tonight. Game 3 in Philadelphia, Knicks and 76ers. Who you got and what's going to happen?
Well, you know, it's a sad day here, and it's not cloudy with orange and blue skies. It's really gloomy out. No OG Anunoby. That's going to take a lot of our 3-and-D type player off the board tonight. So, I mean, the Sixers, they're going to have to win, man. The Knicks are going to be coming. I'm going to tell you right now, we're not going to roll over and think that. Don't think because you're playing home that we're going to give you this game, Philadelphia. We're going to come there and we're going to try to rip your head off. So I'm going with my New York Knicks. So
Joel Embiid is out too, by the way, if you did not know.
He's always out, Santiago. That's nothing new.
And guess what?
You know that.
Donating playoff tickets to keep them from Knicks fans.
Hey, listen, let's watch a little bit of that game tonight, Santiago, just to hear the crowd, see what the crowd sound like, because it's going to sound – yeah, I want to see them boo the Knicks in their stadium, so I'm looking forward to that.
All right, Spurs tied up the series the other night, Spurs and Timberwolves. I'm telling you, the series is going to be closer than you think. Who you got, Rudy Gobert versus Wemby?
I got Wemby, man. San Antonio, man. I mean, they took it on the chin game one. If short Sam Penny would have hit that shot, game set match, because he was wide open. And I just like the way the Spurs are playing. They just blew him out game two, blew him off the map. Like I said, that Minnesota still won here and there, but I'm still rolling with the Spurs tonight.
And they got Anthony Edwards back sooner than expected, but
yeah, his leg. I mean, that knee and stuff. Santiago has been giving him problems, but you'll never know. He was a football player, so he bounces back from injuries pretty good. Not like a normal basketball player, you know what I'm saying? Like he gets really psyched up like a football player. He wants to be back out there with his guys. So, I mean, Ant is a different breed. So. If Minnesota wins home, wins here on their home court, they flip the home court advantage, and then we'll start talking.
And B. Jones says 76ers by 15. That could happen, and let's get to roll over. Well, there you have it, NBA, NFL in one show. That's why it's called The Update. Frog, what is the best way for people to reach you online to talk to you about OG Anunoby?
Oh, man, you know YouTube, Uncle Funky 685. And then I'm here at the Sportscast with you guys, man. And thank you so much.
We need to get you an X account.
Let's work on that. I'm still grieving over my MySpace. Getting rid of that just took a lot out of me to get this. This Instagram account. So,
what is your Instagram handle, by the way?
My Instagram handle is frog.685.
685.
That's me. Look,
that's his lotto numbers.
No. That everybody that know that 685, they know what that is. They know what the 685 is for.
Well, find out why through the Sportscast. You can reach us at Sportscast1 on X and Instagram and thesportscast.net. Go to our X count, thesportscast1. We'll be tweeting throughout the weekend what's going to happen. In basketball, NFL free agency is starting to slow down. A couple of players out there looking for better contracts, but hey, there's no perfect contract, right?
No, you know what, Santiago? We didn't throw any hockey or baseball in on the update, so we got to show some love to, you know, it's playoff hockey. We got one of the greatest hockey teams playing in the playoffs right down here in North Carolina, known as the Hurricanes. Come on, baby. Watch out. That's right, man.
Talking more about it.
They're playing good.
Right towards the Stanley Cup. Well, there you have it. Frog, Anthony Fan, no doubt. Join us. We'll have
Thank you, Santiago.
Back on Monday. Hopefully talk about the Cavs and Browns. Anyways,
tell them good luck with the Cavs. They've really been disappointed.